Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
I'm Joan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Fred Davis in for the day. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, how the heck we doing today?
Fantastic. What a crosstalk.
Indeed.
What a crosstalk.
Good job.
Hey, man, look, that's the way you get things started. Get a little lather. It's kind of like your pregame. Get your shooting shirt on. And, you know, and it helps, too, when, you know, you have, you know, producer-on-producer violence or threats.
Sure. Sure, but you have to make sure you didn't peak too soon, right?
As far as what, my producer or me?
As far as you and this show.
Come on, bro. Come on, who are you talking to? We're just getting started. Okay, I get stronger as the show goes on.
I'm well aware.
Right? You already
know.
I'm well aware. I'm just getting started. We're just getting warmed up. I was on radio 12 hours ago. What are you talking about?
I know. You come from the night show tradition that we have here at 105.3 The Fan. All right. Want to start everybody out today with a couple of things. First of all, it is a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. If you want to go ahead and text in Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, any shout-outs for the day, also the Twitch and the YouTube. But we've been doing Cowboys questions all week as we count down to training camp. Mm-hmm. Corey will be back on Monday. We'll be headed out to Oxnard on Monday
as
well. Is it mostly because of the weather?
No, I mean, I want to see, I mean, I'm geeked about this Cowboys team. I mean, this is my second year here at the Fan now for the football season. I didn't know what I didn't know last year. Right. I still kind of get my sea legs under me. And, you know, this year now people know who me and Blake are, and I just have a better understanding of covering the Cowboys. Because, look, you've been here all your life.
Yep.
Watching the Cowboys from outside of DFW.
I am really fascinated by that experience.
Okay. And then being here in Dallas and covering the Cowboys and being on, you know, the flagship of the Dallas Cowboys. It's just a different deal. It's a different beast, right?
Yeah.
And so, seeing it all last year, kind of getting used to it. And then now this year, it's like, and plus the fact that, you know, Brian Schottenheimer's the new head coach. I have this kind of weird, connection because, look, I was a Chiefs fan back when Marty Schottenheimer was the Chiefs coach. And so, I feel like some of the things that we're seeing out of Brian Schottenheimer are reminiscent of what his dad did, but because our younger crew don't really know. I mean, I guarantee there's probably a handful of folks that have, younger generation Cowboy fans who have no idea who the hell Marty Schottenheimer even is.
I can almost guarantee that.
You know?
Exactly.
So,
yes.
So it's been fun to watch, and I'm excited. But like I said, now I don't feel as bad reaching out to you or Corey and saying, hey, would you guys jump on the show and talk to us for a segment what you're seeing versus last year? I was like, I don't know if these guys will even know who the hell I am.
Yeah. No.
Or big time me like Choppy did when he saw me at the fan event last year. But I had to give him a hard time about it last Friday.
See, because he doesn't know that nighttime life.
He doesn't know that nighttime life.
He came from
ESPN. He doesn't.
ESPN.
But hey, look, we kumbaya'd it up. He untangled my microphone or my headphones
today.
He did
that really well.
He did. He did like a Rubik's Cube for him. So,
all right. So, my more Cowboys questions that matter as we waste away for training camp. Will this finally be the breakout year for Sam Williams? I believe this is at least the third consecutive year we've talked about the breakout potential for Sam Williams off the edge. Fun side Sam Williams story about training camp.
Mm-hmm.
We got in trouble at training camp a couple of years ago, per one Brad Sham. For having too much fun and laughing too much in an interview while they were doing a press conference. So they'll do the press conference on the tennis courts, and we're like literally right next to it.
Yeah.
And we shut the tent and everything, but we were having a blast, and some people got upset.
What did he laugh the most about, if you remember? Or was it just one of those? It just was one thing to another, and you guys just in the moment, and you're just vibing and laughing.
I think that's the thing, because he had a personality kind of similar to ours, and the sarcasm kind of
a little deadpan humor going back and forth.
So you could throw something at him, and he knows you're just screwing around.
Oh, that's the best.
And instead of being like, what?
So he's kind of like Sarah Spain in that way.
Does she have a sense of humor? Feels like maybe she doesn't. By the way, that was the winner of Worst Take of the Week on Sean and RJ.
That's it.
All right, Alec, if you want to start. Is this finally the year we get the breakout for Sam Williams? I feel like we've talked about it for many, many years.
Yeah, it's not quite at the Mozzie place for me yet, but I would like for it to happen. Unfortunately, the injury got in the way here recently, so I think because of that, I'm hoping for more. I'm expecting more. I think we're going to get something good this year. I think the Eberflus system is going to help him out. I think that he's going to get the right coaching. I think that the football IQ is going to improve because, you know, he's the big splash play, but then two drives later, you get the 15-yard penalty that you're like, dude, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, so I think that we're going to get a little bit more of a veteran mindset going into this season. Like, hey, I've got a lot to prove. We got a contract coming up. So coming off an injury, nothing is owed at this point to Sam Williams. I think we're going to see something good from him this year. I'm going to say yes.
Ooh, I think he'll get off to a rocky start. I mean, look, the guy's coming off an ACL injury.
Yep.
Right? And I get it. ACL surgeries are different today than they were 20 years ago. But there's still something to be said for the getting back into the habit of playing football or whatever sport it is you're coming back from. We talk about, and, you know, Kyrie, we're going to have to see that in 9 months. That said, the other aspect of it, too, look at the depth that you've got at that defensive end position right now.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, Ezeraku, obviously, as you guys, Broken Last Night on Fan After Dark, signs his deal last night. You know what you're getting with Dante Fowler. Mike is going to play, contract or no contract. Marshawn Nealon's a guy who, you know, started to, flash, but show some moments there at the end of last year. So he's got all the motivation in the world. And I think, and Blake and I talked about this, this pass rush, I think, will be one of the great equalizers of this defense because we have questions, and I know we'll talk about it. Secondary, we've got plenty of questions.
Yes.
The defensive tackles, we've got plenty of questions. But I think if from a position group strength, your defensive end group is the strongest depth piece and best depth piece on this defense.
And I hope this makes sense. One of the things I was thinking about this when I put this question out there was it's too late. And what I mean by that is one of the great things about young players in the NFL is you get to take advantage of a disproportionately low salary. This is the last year of Sam Williams' rookie contract. So let's say he flashes. He lives up to all your hopes and dreams. And well, then what do you do with him? Like, I would kind of assume they might franchise tag him. But, like, is it
just... Oh, no, you're not a franchise tag him, though.
If he had an amazing... Like, if he had a double-digit sack season...
Oh, well, mate. I mean, if he does that, sure.
But, like... You didn't get-
look. If Sam Williams has got a if Sam Williams has a double digit sack season, this defense is going to be sick.
Agreed. It's too late for me because you didn't get that value.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully you'll get that.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Value this year, but then what do you do with them? You just let them go on down the road, which is probably what they would do, where instead if he could have flashed 2 years ago, you could have been like, all right, we got something here.
They do love one-year prove-it deals.
Yeah.
They do love a good one-year prove-it deal.
Especially if they can wait till the last minute to get it done. All right. How do the Cowboys stack up against the NFC East?
I mean, theoretically, you'd like to say that they stack up well against the NFC East. I mean, look, I was doing a little research this morning on Matt Eberflus defenses, okay? And That I think we all agree that we've got two large questions going into this season. Is the depth of this defense going to be enough? And what are we going to see on the offensive side of the football? Because you got pieces for days on the offensive side of the football. You feel good about this offensive line for everybody not named Tyler Guyton. I know some people might be saying, well, I don't know about Terrence Steele. I might, me and Terrence Steele's cousin might be the only two people in the Terrence Steele fan club, but hey, I'm on it.
By the way, the offensive line coaching changes, I think, will benefit Terrence Steele quite a bit.
Well, I mean, look what happened after, and again, I'm not trying to besmirch anybody here, but when Nick Martin got swapped out for Brock Hoffman, did we have any Terrence Steele issues after that? Not really. Okay, so my point is, we feel good about Booker at right guard. My biggest question is the left tackle. That said, I think if this team, and again, the if of when it comes to health, I mean, that's everybody. I think this team can be sneaky competitive this year. I don't think a 10-7 season is out of the realm of possibility.
Do you think they're very clearly defined as the third team in this division?
No, I think you can, look, you split with the Commanders last year. Okay, you can beat the Commanders, all right? And guess what? You're not sneaking up. The Commanders aren't sneaking up on anybody this year, all right? I mean, I get it. Sweet Willie C, a.k.a. Will Chambers, is, you know, puffing his chest because he called the Commanders last year and my man had it dead to rights. But I feel like with what you're seeing out of Brian Schottenheimer, there's just something about them that this thing's either going to go surprisingly well or off the rails early.
Alec, how do you feel like the Cowboys stack up the NFC East?
I'm still curious to see what the Commanders do consistently within the division because, you know, the first year of Jane Daniels and everything, it was amazing. It was beautiful. It was great for the division. I hope it lights a fire underneath the team to say, hey, we do need to step up because they're not like the Giants anymore. They're not bottom of the pack. They're not somebody that you can kind of just gloss over. So I know for sure you're better than one team. I don't know if you're better than the other two. So I'd say right about average. I'd say you're a little bit below par, but I do think you have the chance to split with both of the teams that I think are better than you in the division, which I'll take as a win. And I think that leads to a playoff spot. So I think you stack up all right. I think Philadelphia is the obvious issue that you're going to run into because their run game is so strong. And I still don't know what to expect from the run defense here in Dallas. That's my main concern. And quiet as it's kept, Washington can run the football decently. Decently enough to where against, let's just say, last year's Cowboys defense, their run game could look really good. You know, so I do think that you're still going to struggle to stop the run against the NFC East, but I think that you could end up splitting against the top two teams, and then you could find yourself in the wild card hunt.
From the 817, does Fred know, Kevin, that you got a bottle smashed over your head at training camp?
No, I mean, this is all, anything you tell me as it pertains to training camp will be brand new to me.
It was one of our payoffs, and our good buddy Mike Fisher smashed that bottle over my head. It did not feel great.
Like a glass bottle?
It was a beer bottle.
Like like on purpose?
Yeah.
And you, like, did you start bleeding or what?
Yeah. So that's when we used to do, look, you said the night show is a different realm.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, yeah.
And you're right. And so we did the Wheel of Misfortune. That is why that wheel is still back there. And that was what, unfortunately, my time was up, and I got the bottle smashed over my head. So there you go.
He just smashed a beer bottle.
Yeah. And you were, I mean, I knew it was going to happen. I mean, it wasn't a surprise.
But it's not like it made it feel any better. Did you have hair at the time or no?
No.
So bald head.
I've been follically challenged for a very long time.
Smash it over your dome.
Yeah.
And you're bleeding everywhere.
Yeah. Not everywhere, but it wasn't great.
So you weren't worried about, like, you know, the repercussions of bleeding and,
you know,
all that good stuff.
It was at a time,
and you don't drink.
It was at a time in my life where,
like, if you were drinking, would make all the sense in the world.
Probably at a
sober as all get out.
When I didn't always think through the consequences of things. By the way, speaking of being sober,
I'm here for it.
From the 214, hey Kevin, can I get a shout out to my wife Robin for being sober for 5 years today? That is fantastic. Shout out to your wife, and hopefully shout out to you for supporting the process along
Amen
the way.
Amen to that.
Absolutely.
One day at a time.
You need that support.
You absolutely do.
Sure. All right. Now, I know we've talked about this off and on, but I want to just get right to it here. Mm-hmm. Which position, and we'll start with you, Fred, which position is the most pressing need on this team for you?
I'm gonna borrow my showmate's take and cornerback.
Agreed.
Because one thing, and I'm sure we'll get into this at some point, Matt Eberflus's defense, run-wise, I think they have their moments. I'm less concerned about that, but his defense will give up some passing yards. And you've got Trayvon Diggs, who allegedly who thinks so less or so little of the Cowboys training staff that he's willing to take a $500,000 pay cut to not work out.
I kind of wonder if he thought they wouldn't enforce it. Because, like, we talked about that story a couple months ago when it looked like that was going to come to fruition. Yeah. I wonder if he's like, they're not actually going to do it.
And I think he knew.
He didn't care.
He doesn't care. Wouldn't you love to have that kind of financial freedom where 500 grr is just, eh.
For sure.
Whatevs.
Yes, I would. Alec?
Corner is the obvious answer, but I don't want to be a broken record. I'm going to go with defensive tackle still. Because we talked about it, you asked the question the other day, Kevin, is it a make or break camp for Mozzie Smith?
Yeah.
To which I said, yeah, I think so. Because it might not be as much of that being the case if Jerry and Steven didn't keep beating into the ground the idea that defensive linemen need 3 years to really show you what they've got. So I've had that window in my mind this whole time that, okay, this is going to be the year, you know, not to quote a former producer in this chair.
By the way, somebody did shout out Reggie, though, so see, I get it.
Not to be like Reggie, but is this going to be the year that Mozzie Smith puts it all together? Because that's what we've been told for years now. And again, like Fred said, there are some weaknesses in this Matt Eberflus defense. If the run defense can be sound, they don't have to be great.
No.
If they can be sound, I can live with the other mistakes because, again, the NFC East is a solid running division. So, and some of the AFC teams that you're going to go against have good running games. Mm-hmm. So if they can just be sound, then I think I'm okay, but I'm still concerned.
Now, it is a shout-out Friday from the 903. Shout-out to my wife, Keely. We just got married last month. She's the GOAT. You love to hear it. And then...
So many married listeners on this show.
Does that kind of bum you out a little bit?
No, I'm just saying, like, you've had two more married listeners than I think we've had all week.
From the 817, shout-out to my wife. She's 18 weeks pregnant, and the baby is doing great. Great. Also, shout-out to all the fatties.
Yeah, they know what time it is. Shout-out. All the fatties out there, you got representing, I'll tell you what.
I like it.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.